And welcome back to another edition of KC Close Up. I'm Brian Trudeau. Good Sunday morning to you. Today we're talking about kids, and as we were discussing, I have a seven-year-old of my own. As we've talked about many times on this show, this is about the time of the year that the quarter turns over. Parent-teacher conferences have come into play. We found out how our kids are progressing in school so far, and kind of an important episode today for our parents to take note of for this time of the year. We are joined today by a few very special guests in studio. The first one is a best-selling author and one of the respected specialists in childhood neurological disorders in America. He is Dr. Robert Melillo, and he is joining us here in studio this morning as one of the founders also of Brain Balance Achievement Centers. Dr. Melillo, welcome to KC Close Up.
Thank you very much. I'm really happy to be here.
So as we're going to talk about here in just a little bit, Brain Balance is now open in Lee Summit, and we're going to talk to the owners of Brain Balance Lee Summit here in a second. This is their big ribbon-cutting weekend, and that's why we're pleased to have you in town this weekend as well. You've given some lectures this weekend, too. We'll talk about the new center here in Kansas City, and we'll talk a little bit more about the program as we go along. But you have a book out called Disconnected Kids, and it talks about why the Brain Balance program is needed and why it works. And why don't we start there at that point, and you can give us a little overview about the book and about Brain Balance Achievement Centers.
Sure. You know, the main reason for all of this really is that we are facing an epidemic, a childhood epidemic of really almost epic proportions. I mean, we're seeing the rises of numbers of kids with attention problems, behavioral mm-hmm. issues, social issues, learning challenges, learning disabilities, kids with labels like things like ADHD, you know, autism, dyslexia, or just have exploded. I mean, I don't know if people are aware of some of the numbers, but like autism in the United States 30 years ago was diagnosed 1 in 10,000. It's now 1 in 67 or 1 in 42 boys. ADHD wow. is the number one mental disorder amongst the youth. It affects 1 out of every 9 kids. And basically we're looking at 1 in 4, 1 in 5 kids or adolescents in the United States have some sort of label. And most experts believe that that's really underreported, meaning that it's more than that. If you look at most school districts across this country, 20-25% of the, you know, student population qualifies for special ed. And so this is a huge crisis. And I believe it's the most important social issue of our time. And it's basically been, for the most part, ignored by a lot of mainstream media because they don't really know what to do about it. Mm-hmm. And most people are told that, you know, they just have to accept these issues and that there's not much that can be done. Schools and most other programs are all about just trying to compensate and try to figure out ways to manage these issues on a long term. And there really is no good way to manage these things long term. And so, you know, my research and what my book and what Brain Balance is based on is really, you know, 20 years of brain research looking at what is actually happening in the brain. How does it get that way? And most importantly, how do you correct it? And that's what we're about. We're not about just managing these issues. We're not about just, you know, being a Band-Aid. We're about fixing them. And yep. that's what we do the majority of the time. And we've actually worked with now tens of thousands of families and kids across the United States. So we have a pretty huge sample set on that.
So tell us then, what does Brain Balance do for a kid, for families? How does it work?
Well, as we said, it really all starts with what is the actual problem? And that's one of the things I cover in my lectures when I lectured the other night here. We really want to let people know about that. And so what it is there's a problem called functional connectivity or functional disconnection in the brain. And the good news is that there isn't any injury. There isn't any damage or pathology. It's not a genetic disorder per se from a standpoint of genetic mutation. You know, the idea of chemical imbalances, nobody really looks at that in research so much anymore. Mm-hmm. What we see is that there's a problem with the way that the brain is connecting with itself and the way it ends up integrating, and especially between the two hemispheres. And this usually happens during development, either in the womb or the first few years of life. Yep. And what happens is it causes what we call a developmental asynchrony, which means there's a different maturity rate in different areas and different networks on one side of the brain versus the other. And this disrupts the normal communication and flow. And the reason for this is that one side of the brain or the other is relatively slow or delayed or immature in its growth. Mm-hmm. And the other side of the brain may be actually accelerated or advanced.
Yep.
And this creates this imbalance between the brain and between the hemispheres that we end up seeing in the child, that parents will recognize that the child is struggling in certain areas, but they're really good in other areas. You know, they may be exceptional at Legos, or they have a phenomenal memory for certain things, or they're a little obsessive, or they're compulsive. Areas of the brain may be too strong when they have other areas of the brain that are really delayed and immature, and that is really a signal of this developmental imbalance.
Well, people will very famously say, oh, I'm left-brained, I'm right-brained, but really there's a connection there that you're somewhere in the middle is what... talk to each other.
The fact is, we are all either right brain or left brain dominant, just like mm-hmm. we're left hand or right hand. And what we're finding now is that with the advanced ways that we can image the brain in real time, we're finding that that whole idea of right brain, left brain is actually more important than we ever believed. Whereas a lot of people thought that, you know, years ago they kind of discounted some of it. Now we're realizing that, no, it actually is very, very important. And the balance of the activity and information and the integration between those hemispheres is really critical. And what we're learning is that an imbalance between them is really at the root of almost all mental health and learning issues. And all of those things really usually initially start developmentally, meaning that, you know, they're something that really start in childhood, even if it doesn't show up until their 20s. But these are things that also can be changed by reconnecting or by connecting the hemispheres of the brain. And, you know, whether we're left hemisphere or right hemisphere is a normal trait from a dominant standpoint. But if that trait becomes too extreme, then it can actually end up as something like autism or ADHD or dyslexia. And that's where a lot of people look at now in the research, is that these are just extremes of normal human traits.
Okay. And so we're talking with Dr. Robert Melillo again. He's the founder of the Brain Balance Achievement Centers. He's written a book called Disconnected Kids. He lectured this week here in Kansas City as we are set to cut the ribbon on one of the new Brain Balance Centers in Lee Summit. What type of kids will benefit from Brain Balance? And at what point should a parent say, man, you know, this is, I'm feeling this concern, maybe I should take my child to Brain Balance.
Right. And that's really, you know, the key is that understanding Brain Balance, even though we are technically learning centers, we work with kids that really have more significant learning challenges, right? Yep. We're not just mm-hmm. doing basic tutoring. We're a very comprehensive type of program, because what we're dealing with are kids that really have significant learning challenges. They may have a label, but maybe 50% of the kids that come in our centers don't have any specific label. We just know that they're behind. You know, if they're more than two, a year and a half or two grade levels behind in certain subjects, that's an indication that they may, you know, benefit from what we do, especially if there's this imbalance in their skills, where they may be, you know, average or at their age level in certain things, and they may be really behind in others. Or we see kids that may be two, three, four grade levels ahead in certain things, and then they're two or three grade levels behind in others. The further that imbalance between their strengths and weaknesses, the more of a problem they have. And that's more of an indication that it's something we can help with. But, you know, the kids that we work with, they're healthy. We don't work with brain injury. We don't work with genetic disorders per se. We don't work with kids that are sick or, you know, have metabolic issues. We're working with kids that are, for the most part, you know, healthy and, you know, look perfectly normal, but yet are struggling and nobody really knows why. Another indication is many of these kids had something during their development that where they missed or they were delayed in their milestones, where, you know, they didn't crawl on time, or they crawled in an unusual way, they walked a little later than they should, and that may have led to them being a little late in talking. And, you know, and the parents may have been told, well, you know, kids develop at different rates and it's not that big of a deal, but it is. And that's the type of thing that parents will see with the kids that we work with. And, you know, these are the kids that we do really, really well with. And most of the time, as I said, we're looking to really fix the problem, because what we see is that these kids are actually usually very gifted. The kids that are more likely to end up with these issues are kids that are really actually talented and gifted in certain areas of their brain, and they're more likely to potentially have an imbalance.
What I like about it is you have listed, as far as kind of giving a description of Brain Balance, as a drug-free approach to help children improve their ability to learn academically, socially, and emotionally. I think a lot of parents, especially in this day and age, are going to appreciate, you know, obviously there's no drugs or anything involved. There's no, you know, magic pills or anything for their kids. I think that means a lot to some parents now.
Yeah, you know, and again, it's not that we're saying drugs are bad or anything like that. We're learning centers, so we don't have any, you know, ability to really talk about drugs. But we also know that what we're doing is really trying to address the core problem, and we know that medication does not do that. Medication really manages the symptoms, but we know there's really no long-term changes that come about from medication. So in an ideal world, you know, medication may help manage the symptoms while we really fix the problem.
Right.
And then ultimately they don't really need the medication moving forward. And that's really the primary goal, is that we really want to deal with the problem and make long-term changes. And we do that through physical exercises, through sensory stimulation, through different academic and cognitive type activities and exercises, as well as we modify their lifestyle at home and limit their screen time, get them to be more physically active, and actually, you know, help them with their diet and their nutrition. It's a really incredibly comprehensive program because the brain controls everything. Mm-hmm. And none of these kids really just have one problem. They don't just have an attention problem or a reading problem. They have digestive issues. They have immune issues. They have many different issues that affect, you know, their life. And all of those things need to be addressed. And each program is really individualized to the child. No two children really have the same program.
Yeah. Okay, great. Again, we're talking with Dr. Robert Melillo here from the Brain Balance Achievement Centers, and he's written the book Disconnected Kids. We have talked about it a lot on this show, and I'm sure you could probably go off for days about it, but the issue of screen time and the world that we live in now, connected, stuck to your smartphone at all times, watching mom and dad do the same sorts of things. I mean, I'm sure there's adults that could probably benefit from some of this discussion as well.
Absolutely. I train doctors all over the world, doctors and therapists, and most of them actually work with adults, because when we talk about developmental neurology, it's not just working with kids. It's that what happens in your brain development, especially in the first 6 years, impacts you through the rest of your life. So that, right. You know, I see people that very competent people that are still struggling. But, you know, all of these things like screen time, what we've really witnessed over the past 30 years, like why has autism gone from 1 in 10,000 to, you know, 1 in 42 boys? And the reason is, over the last 30 years, we've seen this slow change in our lifestyle, to where technology has very slowly and insidiously changed everything about our life. And yeah. So what happens is that we're so much less physically active. It's altered our diet, our stress level, the level of inflammation in our body, and especially in early and early kids. I mean, the way the brain develops is through motor activity. Movement is what develops the brain. There's such a surge in research now, understanding the relationship between movement and cognition, or the development of cognitive abilities.
Okay.
And what we see is that, you know, that's one of the main things. And as well as, you know, when we look at video games and social media and the way it's designed, it literally can create brain imbalances, because it mostly stimulates the left side of the brain and it inhibits the development of the right side of the brain. And the right side of the brain is the side of the brain that we need for attention, for social skills, for emotional regulation, for really regulating and feeling our body and our own emotions, for feeling empathy, for building relationships,
right.
You know, developing really kind of guilt and shame and a conscience. And so what's happening is that we're seeing all of that is dampened as we develop more aggressiveness and, you know, smarter, but, you know, maybe more, you know, angry. Left brain is more anger. So, you know, this is really it's a situation where it's, I think this is a huge issue, and it's such a challenge for parents today.
Right, right. Well, and you talk to a lot of people who, when they get out into the real world, have that, as we call it, social awkwardness, the inability to make a conversation, to shake people's hands, to look them in the eye, and these are skills that we see in offices all the time with new generations of kids that come in looking for jobs.
Right. And, you know, the technology today, and like I said, video games and social media, it's the way it's actually designed, and the fact that you're sitting for long periods of time. Those two things, our brain is so directed towards building left brain skills, so are schools. And right brain skills is what you need to really be successful in life, to build relationships, to do interpersonal, you know, relationships. It's all about your right brain. And what's happening is we're seeing that, you know, that shift and all of these things like autism and ADHD and OCD and Tourette's and schizophrenia and psychosis, they're all right brain delays. They're all right brain deficits where the left brain is too strong and the right brain is delayed in its development. And we're seeing, you know, just an incredible rise of all those things. And it's only going to get worse.
We see that from a room surrounded by computer screens where, you know, it's this is how we do our jobs anymore. And it's unfortunate that that happens.
But yeah.
Dr. Melillo, you have a tie here, as it says, to a celebrity partner in the Zac Brown Band. Will you tell us about that?
Sure. Met Zach about 2008, right before my book came out and before he actually even had a record deal. But, you know, he's a great man. And one of the things that Zach, growing up in Georgia, he had gone to a camp for kids with developmental disabilities like autism, and typical kids. And he was a typical kid, but he found that it was one of the most important things in his life. And he ended up working there and becoming a counselor for 3 years. And he said, you know, sitting around a campfire, playing country music, cooking and taking care of kids with disabilities became basically the most important things in his life. And his dream was to always build his own camp someday. So when he found out what we were doing in Atlanta, he came out and met us, and he was really impressed, and he got in touch with me and said, you know, will you help me with my camp? He was already developing a camp at that point. And at that point, you know, he had like 70 acres and he was hoping to raise a couple of $1 million. Obviously, you know, I've been privileged to see his rise and we became friends and you know, his explosive rise. And now he's raising around $50 million.
Wow.
And he has 600 acres in Georgia. And I've been working with him to work with incorporate brain balance principles into that camp. But also my latest book, which came out last year, is called Disconnected Kids Diet and Nutrition Plan. And he's very much into healthy cooking and healthy food. And so he donated some recipes and wrote the foreword of the book. And some of the proceeds from the book go to help support that camp.
Oh, that's great. That is fantastic.
Yeah.
How long has this been a passion for you?
Well, you know, I've been a clinician for 30 years, and my focus has always been neurology and rehabilitation. I started really becoming interested in working with kids with these developmental issues in the early 90s, really because as a professional, I was doing brain research, I was teaching, but also because my own kids had challenges.
Okay.
And so it was something that I really needed to understand it, and I had the skills and the ability and the background to be able to kind of do the research that nobody had done up till that point. You know, with a father's desperation, I wanted to come up with a solution to help my own kids. And in doing that, now we've helped tens of thousands of other kids around this country. You know, we have over 100 centers open. We have another 30 or 40 on the way. And, you know, we're just continuing to increase, and we're really proud about this centers here and this new center here. We have great family. You know, the exciting thing is that most of our centers now are being opened by parents and families that have put their kids through our program, and their lives were so impacted that they decided to really change their whole career life path and maybe invest their own savings. And even some people move to different parts of the country just so they can open a brain balance center and they can kind of pay it forward.
Well, that's a good way for us to segue over to our other guests who are in studio with us this morning. And they are the owners of Brain Balance Lee Summit. You guys had an opening in May, but this really is kind of your ribbon cutting weekend, as you say. So let's say good morning on KC Close Up today to Roxanne and Aaron Evans. Good morning and welcome to the show.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Thanks for having us.
So tell me about your guys' journey to opening up your own Brain Balance Center in Lee Summit. You had a child that went through the program as well.
Yeah, we are proud parents of four boys, and our third son, Ryan, was one of these children that we found struggling to make the social connections and the progressions through his early elementary years. And we kind of, you know, at first you kind of sit there and you go, well, maybe it's just he's a little bit slower than his companions. But as the years went by and we could see, like Dr. Melillo said, the gap academically doing, you know, fantastic. Yeah. But socially, just struggling and taking things to, you know, allowing things to become bigger than what they really were, not being able to see the big picture of things, and to the point of having, you know, emotional breakdowns, you know, whether it be anger or just, you know, the emotional crying type mm-hmm. of situation. And looking into, as many other parents do, the different types of opportunities that are out there, whether it be counseling, medicine, we tried those different things.
Right, right.
We saw a little bit of success, but just never saw the correction that we were looking for. And it got to the point where we're even considering keeping him out of middle school, just afraid of what would happen, of sending him into an atmosphere where we've all gone through the yep. teenage years, going through puberty, going through the dynamics of a middle school situation, and just really feeling that he was not capable of successfully navigating that. And that's really when we came to that point and we mm-hmm. found out about Brain Balance Achievement Centers and were able to enroll him in the Overland Park Center.
Yeah, and, you know, like Aaron said, we had gone that route of counseling for 4 years with very little success. We had changed schools for Ryan so that the hopes of a new environment would help. The medicine did not help. And, you know, one day as I was getting ready to pick him up from school, I heard the Brain Balance ad on the radio and decided to go online and take the online assessment. Then, of course, we went in for the full assessment. And when we went in to hear the results of that and heard how well they knew our child after just a very short time of being with him and finding out that these really were issues that other children dealt with too, not just ours.
Right.
And the thing that we saw immediately after enrolling him in the program was that emotional regulation piece. You know, as a 12-year-old, he was no longer falling apart when games didn't go his way. He was no longer getting upset as easily. And we immediately thought of 10 kids that we knew, of our friends, of our neighbors, that needed that same kind of help in their family. You know, not only did Ryan struggle, but our whole family struggled because we could not help him in those ways.
Right,
and
right.
then our other boys struggled with, you know, trying to stand up for him, trying to help him along that pathway as well. And so when we saw the need that other families that we knew could benefit from this as well is when we really decided to jump in there and do that life-changing step of opening Brain Balance and Lee Summit. And it has been an amazing blessing so far for us as well as for the number of families that we already have enrolled.
And how's your son doing today?
He is now a vibrant eighth grader in middle school,
yeah.
surviving quite well. You know, after 4 years of struggling so much, the greatest joy was that first year in middle school when that fall he came up and said, "Hey, I got an invitation to go to this fall festival with my friend." And we thought, okay, well, yeah, let's do this. This is great. This is a great news. And, you know, we always kind of waited for that other shoe to fall, and we were waiting on that phone call to say, you know what, it's probably not a good time. Let's go ahead and end the night. And, of course, we got a phone call later that evening, and my heart fell just a little bit. And then the father said, "Hey, can we come by and pick up clothes? He's going to stay the night."
Oh,
and
wow. Yeah.
We thought, amazing, this kid has just blossomed into the kid we knew he was all along. Mm-hmm. And the trajectory of his life has really changed because he had such you know, a poor outlook and a negative outlook of where his life was headed. And now, you know, he dreams about what he'd like to do when he's going to be married and have children. Mm. You know, he wants to be a congruency editor when he's older so he can make money by reading the love of his life. So yeah, just a completely different kid, and so excited to see the real Ryan that we get to see every day.
Dr. Melillo, you have a smile on your face because this sounds, is this a typical story of a Brain Balance family?
Yes. I mean, like I said, I've heard, you know, thousands and thousands, but you know, that statement that she made is probably the most common thing I hear. And one of the things when I do these openings, I go there and I meet families and meet the children, and invariably, some, you know, mother or so will come and see me. They'll break down and start crying, and they come up and they hug me, and they'll say, you know, thank you, because you gave me the child that I always knew was there, but would never have come out.
Yeah.
And for any parent out there who's struggling, they understand what that means. You know, I mean, and to me, there's no greater reward. I mean, that's the whole point. That's
right.
the point
right.
of what we're here for. It's really all about the kids. It's all about helping them. And, you know, everybody, we really believe every family, every kid deserves a great life. They deserve that. That's what they should have. But more and more we see that there are people out there being told that they're broken and that, you know, they can't expect a great life, not even a good life. And, you know, and we change that every day. And again, that story and that statement that she says is really kind of sums it all up.
Right. You know, you said something at the beginning of the show, the very top of the show, and you said that the mainstream media doesn't cover this a lot. And I get it. As a parent, I understand that. We're fed daily that there are other dangers in the world, that there's gun violence or that somebody wants to take your kid or whatever. My issue when I became a parent was I want my child to be quote unquote normal, but to learn and have a place in society and be a good, productive person in society. That's my number one,
right?
You know, fear
yep.
for my child.
Yep.
And you guys live that. I understand the emotional toll it takes on you when your child doesn't quite get that. And I can understand where you feel at the end of your rope. And doctor, you know, what you have done, your centers have done, sounds like it has provided an amazing life for all of these kids, but also their parents as well.
Yeah, like you said, you know, we even say that we're not, even though we work with kids and adolescents, you know, our goal and our focus is not necessarily just to create successful kids, is to be able to create successful independent adults. Because what we're doing is changing the whole developmental trajectory of the brain, which will affect them their whole life right. and will never stop. Because our brain continues to develop until we're in our 30s or 40s at least. So, you know, it's like she said, it's something that impacts the whole family. It impacts the other siblings. It impacts the whole community. You know, what's going on with these kids affects the taxes. Every person is impacted mm-hmm. by this, whether it's directly or indirectly. And so it's something that every person needs to be aware of. And that's why when I say I don't believe there's a more important social issue,
right.
but you know what? People and the media don't believe there's an answer. They believe talking about this is too sad or it's just a bummer, you know, and it's not entertaining enough. But when you can actually listen to the stories of these families
mm-hmm.
and you watch the transformation and when you hear, you know, the stories of their kind of redemption, nothing like a comeback story, right?
That's right. That's
and
right.
No, these stories to me are the most compelling and, you know, and that's one of the things we're doing to try to change that is my wife and I actually have a new web series that actually just came out on Friday called Disconnected Kids, Reconnected Families, which
okay.
is a way of really for people really to look into the journey that many of these families go through brain balance and through the struggles they have in their own homes.
Hmm. Fantastic. Roxanne, in the closing minutes of the show, will you tell us about your Lee Summit location, where they can find you, where, because now you've cut the ribbon this weekend, you're ready to go, right?
We are, and we have lots of families that we're already helping, but we are located at 413 Northwest Murray Road in Lee Summit, and they can, of course, find us at brainbalance.com, but also can give us a call at 816-393-0233, and we'd love to meet those families that are in need, and we do a free consultation and walkthrough of our center, and then discuss what that assessment looks like and if it's the right fit for that family.
Well, thank you for sharing your story today. We appreciate that.
Our pleasure.
And here's to many more years of success to you and your family and to helping out a lot more families in the Kansas City area.
Thank you so much.
And Dr. Melillo, thank you for your time as well.
Thank you.
We appreciate it. The best to your book, Disconnected Kids. And you mentioned the new book as well with the healthy eating.
Right, exactly. Disconnected Kids, Diet and Nutrition Plan. Yep.
Thank you so much. What is your website as well? Where people can find
DrRobertMelillo.com. And like I said, you know, also on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram, Disconnected Kids, Reconnected Families.
Very good. Doctor, thank you much.
Thank you.
KC Close Up is a 2017 production of Steel City Media. Past copies of the show may be found online as podcast downloads on your favorite podcasting app, on Facebook by searching for the KC1021 Facebook page, or online at kc1021.com. Issues discussed on this program may also be found in the station's public files, on hand and available for public review during normal business hours, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. weekdays, at our main studio location, 508 Westport Road, Suite 202, Kansas City, Missouri. To suggest an issue for an upcoming show, please direct email to Truta, T-R-U-T-A, at kc1021.com. For all of our Steel City Media stations, I'm Brian Truda, wishing you a great weekend. We'll see you next Sunday for another edition of Casey Close Up.